Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy, need your vendor. Yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. The show ain't for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street bloom to women's views. The boys is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy, Lush Radio. Message the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, man. You know what it is, man. It's Wednesday, and I usually bring you nothing but hot exclusive interviews, but today, man, I just shut all that down, because today we are still celebrating a historic victory. Barack Obama won. Yes, we did it. Yes, we can. He made that dream that Martin Luther King said would happen, he made it possible. All of us sitting down at the table of brotherhood, man. I've seen so many people come out. I felt joy. I felt laughter. Today is an open forum. Call in. Talk about how you felt when you saw the announcement that Barack Obama won. Tell me how you think that we can change. And also, what are your hopes and your dreams for Barack Obama in the fact that, you know, right now in the situation we're in? I'm about to go ahead and drop that, you know what I mean, that Martin Luther King speech, man. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and drop that Nas joint for you, man. Our president is black.
I never wrote.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
The realest shit you ever quote. Yo. My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. And mama ain't at home, and daddy's in the jail. Tryna make a play. Anybody seen a scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't true. My money's like green and my choice.
I'm BG. It's all love, but I'm forgiving your pimp C. You know how to pimp me. That nigga gon' speak his mind. If he can speak down from heaven, he tell me stay on my grind. Tell him I'm doing fine, a bummer for mankind. We ready for damn change, so y'all let the man shine. Stunning on Martin Luther, feeling just like a king. Guess this is what he meant when he said that he had a dream.
Ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some keys so a nigga won't go broke. Then he put us in jail, now nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes and stripping. She ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold and charms. 22 inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of people is riled up to see you, that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top of me, the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable. Just 2 albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo Obama for real. They gotta put your face on the $5,000 bill.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my rims.
My name is Julia. I support Barack Obama.
Yeah. Y'all heard that, man. Barack Obama is our new president, man. Our president is black. He's in the White House. He's doing his thing. We are out here and we are celebrating November 4th, 2008. We all witnessed it. The president is black. Barack Obama, you did it. Yes, we can. This show today is about voicing your opinion about how you feel. What is next after this? What you feel when they said Barack was there? I'm about to go over there and go to the lines, man. 917, you're live in the building on Lush Radio, man. The business.
Yeah, hey, this is my name, Rosie and stuff. I'm calling from New York. And I'm very happy that we got the first African-American president. I never thought I'd live to see the day, and I appreciate being here to see it. I made my vote count. There was a lot of people out there at the polls. I said if my ancestors could stand out there 3 to 4 hours, I could stand out there 5 to 6. It made no difference, but I'm thankful that I didn't have to wait that long, but I did cast my vote in the booth, not on the paper ballot, and I'm hoping them paper ballots was counted too. But whatever it did, whatever it took, I'm glad he's in. I'm thankful. And I was very emotional about it. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Wow, man. That's my Rosie, though, real talk. That's my Aunt Rosie calling. Straight out of New York.
No doubt. Big out.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah. I was, you know, it's a real good thing. I'm hoping that change is good. Change is going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. You know, stay positive on that. I'm looking for bigger and better things, you know, for myself, for you, for everybody, you know, in this nation. It's not just about color, you know, we all as one, you know.
That's what it is. Rosie, could you hold fast? I'm going to bring in another caller, okay, Aunt Rosie?
Okay, do your thing.
All right, 240-593, you're live in the building. 240-593. All right, next caller. 240-425, you're live in the building.
Hey, how you doing first? Oh, did you say me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how you doing first? Give a shout out to Lush Radio and the lady Rosie in New York. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I was happy too that Obama won. I mean, it had really changed, and like on the news, I was just watching a 105-year-old lady who was born 1902 who been waiting for this day, and she said she's happy, so is everybody. I think this will change the racial discrimination a little more, even though some Republicans are still upset. But I'm happy. I mean, I'm a young person, but, I mean, I voted too, and I guess my vote did count this election. And I guess Obama brought an eye-catching to our younger people, because young people usually don't vote or take the election serious. But this election seems to me that everybody, all ages, voted. Doesn't matter. So I'm proud, and, yeah, all it is now is us. We have to do our part. I mean, he's there. He got the election, but now we have to still do our part. So that's all I have to call to say. And, yes, I'm Lush's sister. Hey, I'm Rosie.
Girl. That's all right.
You know, that's all right, but I'm about to leave. Hi,
holla. All right,
bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to go back to this other caller again. 240-593, you're live in the building. You there?
Yeah, we here.
Oh, Billy, that's Blast, my co-host right there, Billy Blast, live in the building, man.
What's going on, people? You know, Barack Obama. Yeah. This is a beautiful day in history, man. We should be honored to actually even, you know what I mean, to be alive, well, and breathing and see this day, because I know there's a lot of people out there that wish they could have had the opportunity to be here and see this day, but, you know. You know, it happens sometimes, and it's kind of funny too, because I was looking at it when I was watching yesterday. They had mentioned that Barack's grandmother had passed on Monday, the day before he got elected. You know what I mean? So it was kind of deep, and she was I think she was like 100. You know what I'm saying? I think she was like 100 years old. So it was kind of dope. It's like, you know, it's like God puts people here for certain reasons. You know what I mean? In the sense that just to connect with his grandmother, you know what I mean? She was here. I'm quite sure she had some doing in the raising of him as becoming a man. So you know, she actually was here and did what her part was that God placed her here for. Then she went on her way once she made sure that everything was already in the pocket. You know what I mean? So shout out to Barack's grandmother.
Yeah, shout out, grandma. Shout out, rest in peace, for sure.
That's for real, because,
hey,
that was grandmother right there. You know, they bringing strong people out here, you know what I'm saying? And I got to send a shout out to his wife. She set an example as a black woman, as a woman, just showing her strength and support, you know, for her man through all adversity. They show a true African-American family, man.
Yeah, that's definitely a good look.
Yeah,
that's
no
definitely
doubt,
a
no
good
doubt.
Look. I mean, it ain't the Cosbys, you know what I mean? It's the epitome of the Cosbys.
Okay.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
That.
It's the epitome of the Cosbys. It actually what happened was is that instead of you know, everybody rushing home to watch the Cosby show on TV, everybody was rushing to the polls. You know what I mean? So
right.
They could actually see the epitome of what the Cosbys are. You know what I'm saying? It's like me growing up watching that. You know what I mean? If you look at it, it's like that's like the ideal black family as they portrayed it to us. You know what I mean? And the way that they set it up was that, you know, it doesn't get any further than y'all acting right here on this TV screen. But you know what I mean? Now the molds have been broken now.
Right,
the floodgates
right.
is open. The floodgates
that's true.
Is open.
Rosie, since he's in office right now, since, you know, he won, how do you feel, like, what are your hopes for him? What are your hopes for him right now?
Well, my hopes for him, I mean, one, I mean, to say, make that change that you talked about. Don't just talk it. A lot of times we have these politicians that talk it just to get the vote. Once they get the vote, you don't hear nothing more about it. So I'm hoping that what he was saying, like everything he was saying, not everything, but the majority of the stuff he was saying was so positive, I hope he impact what he said, you know, and make it come to pass. Make his 4 years, or hopefully 8 years, mean something. Because, one, he's the 44th president. 44th president being black, that's
I mean, that's still, like, it's just still overwhelming. And it's like, you know, somebody had wrote me and said, we had Rosa Parks sit on that bus to make Martin walk. Martin walked for Obama to run. Obama's running for our kids to fly. So we expecting bigger and higher things to come from this election, from this man being president at this
that
day and time.
That was deep right there, Aunt Rosie. We're going to have to use that one.
You can write it down. Put a pen and paper. I need
you
to say it again. It ain't no problem.
Yeah, no. Well, y'all go to lunch.
That right there meant a lot for me. You know, that meant a lot to me
right
when
there.
I thought
I like
about
that.
It. You know, that's something to think about. I mean,
wow,
then,
say that one more time. Say that
you
one
wanna
more
say
time.
It once? No problem. You're making me laugh. I said, Rosa Parks sat on that bus for Martin Luther King to walk. Martin walked for Obama to run. And Obama's run is for our kids to fly.
That's what
so
it
we
is.
Expecting, we're expecting a lot of things from this man.
The quote
you
today,
know,
man.
I'm sorry?
I said that's the quote for today. I want to use that on Rosie. Go ahead.
Well, help yourself. That's what we all in this world to share. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep stuff for yourself. One person can hear it can impact somebody else. So you never know. So
What's real about it, Aunt Rosie, is that, you know what I mean, and I respect Obama for saying that in his quote that you know, like, you know, I'm here in the presidency, but, you know what I mean, I can't do it by myself.
Right.
You know?
And exactly.
So is that, like, it's like everybody has to play a part, you know what I mean?
Right.
In order for us to have a well-oiled machine, everybody has to play their part. So it's
right.
Like, you know. It's like after all the celebration of, oh, yeah, you know what I mean, Obama's president, we got a black man in the office and all of that. All right, that's cool now, but now what we have to focus on is the execution of that.
Yeah,
you
know that's, yeah,
true. Real quick, I want to pull in another caller, 609. I hope this is one of my street queens. You're live on Lush Radio. What's the deal, girl?
Hey, Lush, it's CG. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Well, great.
Good.
Good. Excellent. It's a good day, right?
Yes, it is.
It's an excellent day, yes. What's up,
Rosie? CZ, I'm good. Like, I'm good, girl, man. How did you feel when you heard on there when they said, hey, he won this, he won? How did you feel when they said, Barack Obama is the new president-elect?
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Yeah. I cried, and it was you know, tears of shock. I was actually shocked. I mean, we had so much hope, you know, and it made sense. You know, everyone came together. Everyone just became one. I mean, and it didn't go down in vain. I mean, I woke up, went to vote, and I felt so good after I came out of that booth. And on my way into there, an older black lady had came out of the booth, and she was tearing. She wiped the eyes, and she looked at me, and she winked and smiled. And that made me a little emotional, like, you know, because it's like you see people generations older than you that have never experienced or seen anything like this, and we're all seeing this all together. You know, it's like an experience that we're experiencing together, you know, different ages, different genders, different races. And if you looked in that audience yesterday where Obama spoke, it was a sea of different, just everybody was different. You see people partying in Japan, in Indonesia, in Kenya, in France, Europe. Everybody is celebrating because this man he just brings world peace, and you can see that. And now I've realized, you know, walking in the rain and trying to get people to register, because I put a lot into, just like everyone, I'm sure we all did, we all were just so, so proud and just supportive of him, that we all put a lot that we normally wouldn't do. You know, I've never been interested in politics. And then I was glued to this election. And not because I needed to be, because I wanted to be. You know, it was an interest to me because it's like, well, I did need to be, but I mean, it was just something that brought everybody together because we all knew that we needed change. And then just to see it, it was just an overwhelming feeling. I didn't know what to do, and it just shocked me when they announced it because I knew it was coming, and I started getting, you know, more hopeful as he started getting higher and McCain was staying lower. But when they announced it, it's just no feeling. I can't describe it. And I just broke down and cried with my mother and my sisters. And it was just, it was a party. It really was a party.
That's beautiful. Okay, I got another question to ask you. Now, since he's in office, right, what are your hopes right now for him?
My hopes first for him is for his protection. You know, he has a beautiful family, a beautiful, strong family, and we can't imagine everything that he went through to get there, him and his family, you know, collectively. My hopes for him is what he can accomplish. He has so many plans, and he can't do it on his own.
Right.
You know, we have to play our part. We have to become, you know, a world that holds their own. Everybody else looks up to their leader. They don't defy their leader, you know, and America is kind of different because of the leaders that we've had. But I think the type of person that Obama is, and it's just a difference. So many people look up to him, white and black. He can change so much just by saying something. That's how powerful this man is, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you've got people rejoicing in other countries because somebody over here is a face that they're willing to participate with. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. So I just hope that he's able to carry his game plans out. The Democrats took majority of the seats in the House of Representatives, so, I mean, it's looking good for him. I mean, he's just got such a powerful following, and the way he went in this election with no debts, not owing anybody. I mean,
right.
he's in a great position. He's in an excellent position, and he's got the power and the mind to do it. This man is intelligent. He was the top candidate ever. You know, you had the bottom of the barrel white candidate, and I'm not doing this against race, but then in the top of the barrel, black candidate. And some people couldn't even see themselves going for the top of the barrel just because of race, and other people just ignored it. You know, to our generation, our newer generation, race is not as important as it is to generations way before us. So we were able to look past that, and we let our voices be heard.
Just real quick on the lab side, but and when Obama had one of his speeches, Obama ain't brush his shoulders off, did he?
No. Somebody sent a clip.
I don't think I saw that one.
One of his speeches, he said, when you gotta, I don't want to missay the quote, but he said, and it pertained to, you know, when you running for such a position like this, sometimes, you know, you just gotta. And your man brushed his shoulders off.
He did a daisy on us. Oh wow, I missed that one.
I love it though.
Wow, I missed that one.
I like the fact how. Under all the pressure and the scrutiny, he still held himself respectfully. He didn't break
yes.
under the pressure. He didn't lash out and start stabbing at everybody
exactly.
like it was
exactly.
like at the McCains and the Palins and the Hillarys that were stabbing at him. He kept his composure and maintained it the whole time. I thought that was like miraculous for me, because me personally,
yeah.
I'd have lost it. They'd have been like, "Oh, you got to go."
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
and
like,
he ran a very classy.
Yes, very classy. A lot of people talked on that. And, you know, I mean, I just want to say something real quick. It's like, I never thought also in this day and time that we would be judged by the contents of our character instead of the color of our skin, because that was a big part in this presidency that they kept saying, you know, try to throw in that he's a black man. You would hear people talking like, ain't nobody going to vote for this black man. So, but as soon as he said he's not only black, but he got white in his family, it was like a silence. And stuff,
yeah.
And now they started trying to think and listen to what this man is actually saying. And I was thinking also, I said, well, I'm not prejudiced at all. I love all people. Mo will tell you, I love all people. And it's like, if what he was saying, and he had a white face on, would all this contradiction be McCain? Or
no,
is it just, you know what I'm saying? It
yeah.
was like they was trying to split black and white and stuff. And like you were saying, like he held his own. He didn't let any of that get to him. He, you know, even though I know when he got home, Michelle got it, you know, he was probably yelling at her because of it, you know, but in our face and, you know, in our presence, when he was out in the open, he didn't show it. He didn't even make it seem like anything was bothering him. And like you said, maybe he did brush his shoulders off. If he did, you know, big ups to him, because he had the right to do that, because everything that was coming at him, you know, for him to brush his shoulders off and say, I'm not even going to pay attention to this. We're going to do this. I ain't going to let nothing stop me. And he didn't.
He didn't. He definitely didn't. And it was, you know, I got to work today, and I knew a couple people at work were going to be upset because they were McCain supporters. And there was this one guy who said he refused to watch the speeches. And he said, you know, I live in the New Jersey, Philadelphia area. So he said the Phillies win was still bigger than this. And the thing about it is it's definitely nowhere near it. I mean, what happened yesterday goes down in history, in my opinion, as the biggest that I've ever seen. Yeah. I've never felt that way for anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a lot of history breaking out yesterday.
Oh, so much.
The voters coming out to vote, please. They had car services coming to pick up our elderly just to bring them to vote mm-hmm. and come back home.
People joined together. It was beautiful. It started raining, and, I was tired, and I'm not even this type of person. I'm sorry. I'm nice, but I ain't that nice. I went and bought umbrellas. I went and brought umbrellas and went to the line just to see, because I don't want anybody to leave the line, but he does
right.
that too.
Right.
I ain't going to do it today, but he
hey, you know what? What I think is an important point too is that, and for the people that's in the chat lines or the people that's listening also, and that for everybody that voted, like, you know, we voted, you know what I'm saying, and everybody played their part to get him in the office. But in the bigger picture, it's a decision that we made for a better life for our children.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yes.
Our children is going to be the ones who really benefit off of this.
Exactly. Exactly.
And believe me, I had five of them, so believe me, I was out there getting my Armin G. Jones on, walking in the rain to go vote.
Wow.
And voting is so important. So important. And he reached out to us a way that no candidate ever has, through MySpace, Facebook, YouTube. And he reached out to us and spoke to us in our language. He's sending you text messages. He's calling you. And he spoke up for us as the people, so we went in those booths and we spoke up for him. And it worked.
Yep, you're right.
It worked.
Mm-hmm. Rosie, can you say your quote again about the whole Martin Luther
King?
Come on, Rosie.
Come on, Rosie. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Give it to him, Rosie.
Rosa. Rosa sat so Martin could walk. Martin walked so Obama could run. Obama ran so our kids can fly.
That's deep.
That is so beautiful, man. Almost you about to make me cry. Real talk. Almost you.
See, he ran for that baby girl you got there to fly. So we want to see her fly.
For real. That real talk right there. That's my Aunt Rosie. She always deep, man. She wants my heart, Rosie. Live on Lush Radio, shutting it down, man. I got CG right here, man, the hottest model in the game and journalist doing her thing. And I got Betty Blast, my co-host, Vintage Beats, man. Be vintage, man, for real. Positive people doing positive things, man. My movement is your movement. So right now, I'm telling you people, if you're listening, the storm isn't over yet. You know what I'm saying? The storm isn't over yet. We still have to. You know, as African-American people, just as people ourselves, we have to come together, you know. And I'm gonna play this little thing right here, background, you know what I'm saying? Just going to let y'all know, the storm is not over yet, man. For my people, man. Over now for Obama right now and the fact that he got into the office, man. Right now, to come together, man. Hey, man.
I feel like I can make it.
Kirk.
It's over now.
Apple.
It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
Give it to him now. Give it to him.
No more cloudy days.
They're all gone away.
I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
Yeah, I had to give y'all that one real quick, man. I had to give y'all that one real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? When if you didn't have hope before, you have hope now.
tell your children and look them in their face and say, you had a hope in your mind. Maybe one day us as African Americans, somebody's going to get in that seat. But you can actually see that it is present. It's self-evident right now that it's an ability and there's a hope that you can make it. I always had hope, but this is extra hope. If you ain't have pep in your step, you got pep in your step now, because it's real, man. It's real. You know, I feel like I can make it, you know, for real. Hey, you know, I had to get that to y'all real quick, though. What's up, family? Billy Blast, CG, and Aunt Rose is live in the building on Lux Radio. You want to call in? You want to talk about Obama, our new president? Call in at 347-826-7722. And I even encourage McCain voters to call in and tell me how you felt about the situation. Call in at 347-826-7722. That's what's up. Aunt Rosie.
Yes.
Okay, Aunt Rosie. I want to ask you another question.
Sure.
How do you think that we, as Americans, as citizens, can help Obama in making a change? And what are suggestions you have?
Well, that's a good question. One, we always say schooling is a good thing to more educate ourselves and to better America, that, you know, get more, as much knowledge as we can get, we should try to get. But to help Obama, I guess we got to see where he's coming from, you know, to know how to help him. What's his suggestions? Do it work for us? Can we make it work? You know, it's all on what his plan that he has for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be, you know. Even had Jesse Jackson crying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think Jesse Jackson was crying because it wasn't him. It wasn't
Stop
him.
It.
Stop.
Because he
wanted
Stop
it. That's why he was crying.
I think Jesse felt bad for what he said. You know, he probably got caught with what he was saying, and now he felt bad.
Jesse was like, damn.
Man, Jesse
been
was
doing all my life.
He wasn't looking as well.
Could have been me. Wow.
Everybody
was
out there. That was dope.
Oh, yeah, right. Everybody's out there. Had Oprah out there, Jesse. Everybody was out shopping.
What was good is that it wasn't like a segregated situation.
No.
Like Oprah and them, she was like standing amongst the people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, you know, Oprah, she's like, you know, Oprah's like the queen of say, end all, say all. But she was just amongst the people, man, like everybody else. Oprah Winfrey was actually just Oprah Winfrey that day.
Yeah, you're right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because if it was any other time or any other event, she'd have been getting bombarded by the hundreds of thousands of people that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Where are you, Oprah, give me a car. Give me a Mercedes, Oprah. Oprah, give me something cool. Help me, please.
In the building.
But you know what I'm saying? Less in the building. We shutting it down, man. Our president is black, man. I played that joint in the beginning, man. For real, man. But I want to ask y'all a question. Oh, go down the road. Let's go to Billy Blast. Billy Blast.
Yeah.
What are your suggestions in regards to us as U.S. citizens, as Americans, helping him with making a change, man?
I mean, my suggestions are don't be ignorant. You know what I mean? You know, we've traveled so far to get to where we're at. So for people to have to use acts of ignorance for the reason because they say, oh, black man is in the office. You know what I mean? This is a monumental event. It's not a time to act stupid. This is a time where you stand up and wise enough. You know what I mean? And everybody got to make their moves intelligently. Don't do, like, silly shit. Excuse my French, but, you know, don't do silly stuff.
My Aunt Rosie.
Talking about
Aunt Rosie.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Aunt Rosie.
That's okay.
People got to stand up, you know what I mean? Because the decision that was made for our children. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's just the same way as Barack. You know what I mean? Like, you heard him tell his daughter, yeah, well, you know what? We're going to be going to the White House with that white dog this time.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The decisions that are made are made for our children. So if you don't want a better life for your children, you know what I mean, then shame on you, basically, because I want a better life for mine. So I think people just need to actually stand up and come together and realize what's happening here, because it's not like, even though he is a black man, you know what I mean, still in all, it's not just about it's not a black and white situation, because if we start dividing, then it's going to divide and conquer. We need to come together, you know what I mean, as a people, period, in order to stand up and make it right. So I just say, like, y'all went out there, y'all put that energy into getting out there and voting, you know what I mean? Y'all need to put that same energy into making sure that everything goes the way that it's supposed to go for the reason that you was out there voting.
And that's what you talk right there, Billy.
If you believe what he told them, then you was out there voting. So now it's time, like I said before, you know what I mean? Now it's time to execute your beliefs.
Hey, Billy, I got, you know what I got to give you that for that, Billy? I got to give you that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't give Billy some class for that, man. He got real deep right there. He got real
quick for him, you know.
I was deep right there.
Lush Radio Online.
So CZ, what did you propose as a change in citizens, man? As we as citizens, man. And yourself, what are you gonna do?
Well, I suggest, I mean, for everything that he went through, I mean, we owe him to do our part. I think, I mean, he fought for us. We owe him to do our part. I don't think anybody should take this as a free ride. You know, he fought his health care insurance plan so that everybody can have insurance. It doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't get up and work, or it doesn't mean you should quit your job because you don't get free health insurance anyway. You know, it just means it provides for those in a time, you know, where they can't provide for themselves, you know, but it doesn't mean that we should just lay back because we're, going to be given free, I can't say the word, you know, but you know how people get. Also, you know, he's making it available, you know, he's going into the schools and cutting out the bad teachers and finding the top of the notch good teachers, so we should take advantage of that for our school systems. If you ever wanted to go back to school, you know, and you thought you couldn't afford it, he fought so that we could afford an education, so take advantage of that. You know, it's just so many things that he did. He's providing more jobs, you know, because he knows how the economy is. So take advantage of that. Don't sit on your ass, you know, and not work and take advantage of, you know, there's so many people who get free stuff are the ones that sit down and complain. And, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, we got to make ourselves or be accountable for what we've done and use the advantages that he's given us. And me, myself, you know, student loans, I'm paying student loans, you know, out there. So it's kind of like now, once I finish those off, I do plan on trying to go to school for something else. You know, I'm a computer geek. So, I mean, anything that catches my interest, I plan on doing that. And just whatever way I can help, you know, still being a part of the campaign because it's not over. He's still picking his cabinet. You know, just being as involved as I can be because I was never involved in politics before.
That's what I'm talking about, CZ, man. Y'all just warming my heart up right now with all this knowledge. This is what we need. Black people to come together and just, you know, all this knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it. And let's talk Obama. Let's talk about change. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like real talk, I gotta say, my people that you listening, I love you, my people. We need to come together, man. Martin Luther King said we need to sit down in the table of brotherhood, blacks, white, Hispanics, man. I saw a river of people yesterday, man. Did you see it? I saw it, man. It was crazy, man.
And it wasn't not only in the U.S. This was all over in different countries. All over.
Yeah, they were partying in Japan.
That was real crazy.
Yes.
They were celebrating in different countries.
I've never in the years that I have been in my 27 years of living, I have never seen other countries cheer for a president in office.
Mm-hmm.
Countries, are you crazy? This is history. This is remarkable. This is the epitome of greatness.
okay? November 4th, 2008. And if you ain't getting ready for your bus ticket, get your bus ticket, because we're all going down to party with your man down there at the inaugural, man. Get
yes.
your bus get your ticket. It's insane, baby. Get your cameras, baby, because it's on and popping, baby. We love you, Obama.
We need to get an early start and get our boss to get Bush out. Help him
yes.
out.
Yeah, he gotta
go.
I
got that text message from my Aunt Rosie talking about get your boxes, man.
Yeah.
For real. My Aunt Rosie was crazy text messages. Was all of y'all getting them same chain messages to everybody?
I got a couple that I can't say on the.
Uh-oh.
I got the one that says bring your water. Because I can't.
Oh, yeah, I
want
to
say.
I got nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Rosie, what was that one you sent me about? They wouldn't give us our 40 acres. What was that one about? What was that one again?
Oh, man. They didn't give us our 40 acres and a mule, but they mm-hmm. gave us Obama, the President Obama, something like that.
They
didn't give us our 40 acres and a mule, so we took 52 states in the White House.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, everybody was.
Yeah, go. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was saying that I think everybody and their mother was like, if you was in another, they was texting you like crazy. I mean, I've never seen so much texting in one night.
Oh, goodness. It was something else. It was something else.
All this is Texas, emails, phone calls.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, people are just letting this sink in just now. Like, I mean, it's still like, I'm still in the daze. Like, I really can't believe this is happening right now.
Mm-hmm. History in the making.
Yeah, man. They're going to have to rewrite the history books. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to rewrite the history books. I know they mad at that one.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. What I hope that he's just safe, him and his family. He has a beautiful family. I hope his family is safe. I hope and I pray, just like my Aunt Rosie said, that everything that he stated that he was going to do, that he does do it and he acts upon it, you know. And I pray and I hope that, you know, the higher power keeps him focused and you know, doesn't deter him from anything, to let him do his job and do the best that he can. And I pray that none of our people act a fool to tarnish his image, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have a tendency of acting up, you know. Just anybody. I pray no weapon, shape, or form shall prosper against us. And nobody, even if they try attempts, will touch this man. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this is the only thing we have for some kind of hope and some kind of change to linger right now. And the Democrats are in the office, baby. The Democrats are in the office, man.
Yes.
We were hoping for that backing he needed, and yes, he has that backing he needs, man. He has mm-hmm. that backing that needs to pass some of these bills and stuff to get it on the roll and get it moving. And for change in myself, I believe that we as black people first have to come together and be strong as a unit. Like they said, you know, come together, we're stronger, divided, we're going to fall. Basically, I believe that all of us as African Americans, because all the other cultures come together, Spanish people, Asian, you know, Jews, all of them come together.
Mm-hmm.
We as African-American people need to stop the ignorance, stop blaming people, come together, stop knocking your fellow man. If you have information, tell the information to the next man so he can better himself. Stop hogging this information. Give this information to your fellow man so he can get better. Because when he's better, he's going to be the consumer to invest in your business, to better himself, to help the next. It's a domino effect, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we need to stop helping each other, and then at the same time, strip ourselves of this ignorance and then learn to accept ourselves and also mesh with some of these other cultures so we can be stronger, you know, and stop cutting each other's throat, because I'm tired of brothers and sisters killing each other. I'm tired of women not being women, men not being men, people coming from broken families, and these women breaking their backs just to take care of these children, and for these children talking to their parents like they're crazy, you know. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm. You understand? It's crazy. Mm. You know? And we need to set the standard, man. We need to set the standard. We need to be, as an individual, I'm going to do everything that I can to give back, whether it's information, whether it's donating something, because somebody did it for me. I'm going to do everything that I can. We can only try our best to be as righteous as we can. We are not perfect. The flesh is full of flaws. You know what I'm saying? We have weaknesses and a lot of things. But don't judge us on what we did in the past. Judge us on what we're doing now, trying to make a change. Try to make a change, people. That's what we need, man, for real. Real talk.
Definitely.
You know, seriously, man. And I'm so happy. I'm not going to lie. I mean, today, nobody could say anything crazy to me that I would be mad at. For what? Why?
I know. I was on cloud nine today.
Yeah. It was like people was being extra nice today and stuff.
I know, right?
Yeah. Everybody looking all funny like, hey, how you doing, sir? Oh, sir. Yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Yeah, everybody extra nice today.
That's true. You're right. You're very right on that. And it wasn't
Go ahead, Aunt Rosie.
I was going to say, it just wasn't African-Americans. It was different cultures and stuff.
Everybody.
Different ethnic background. I was like, wow. Smiling and everything. I'm like, oh, man, he watched my back. But it wasn't nothing back here. So I said, okay, I can keep it moving. This is real. All right. Take it as it is.
For the first time in America, I mean, history was made not only because an African-American is, in office as president, but because for the first time in American history, we put race aside and came together for a higher purpose.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, that's true.
Never think that it would happen, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was white people crying harder than us, you know, because
yeah.
they respect him, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
I was shocked. I mean, when I seen the pictures of everything, like the recaps of him just going to states, I mean, people were like he was Mahatma Gandhi or something, man. Like, I mean, people would just break down and cry. Like, it's like when they touched him, it's almost like everything and release just went into something. It was just crazy, man. Like, he was just this anointed one. It was crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. He's the type of candidate. Usually they start, they're rich, and they start and speak to the people at the highest. And, you know, if they do say something to us, you know, it's during election time. But what he did was he got out and he started, and not that we're the bottom of the barrel, but according to the scale, you know, he started from the bottom and spoke to us as a people and reached out to us and found out what we wanted and kept us updated through his site, through his MySpace, through his Facebook, on decisions that he was making. Like, he made us involved. And for the first time, we understood politics. And that's why so many people came to him, because he made us understand what they won't tell us.
Yeah, that's true. That's what it is. That's so true. Hey.
Man, this is some serious stuff, man. You know, I was like, you know, I got a 5-year-old and my boyfriend got a 6-year-old, and they was already screaming Obama, man. You know,
yeah.
I mean, come on, I'm like, you know, back in our day, like, you know, how did these back in our day, we didn't even know as 5-year-olds about politics. They got the little babies thinking about politics, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
That's
you
true.
Know, I'm totally like shocked. You know, I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I'm happy. I'm all these emotions in one. It's crazy, man. Seriously. Lush Radio Online. Check it out. Lush Radio Online. Log on. If you want to talk about Obama, log on at www.blogtalkradio.com/thusradioonline or call in at 347-826-7722. I'll repeat that number again for you if you didn't hear me. 347-826-7722. Log on to Thus Radio Online. Talking about Obama. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as all of you guys, you know, I know, like in my school, I went into school and people was giving each other high fives because, you know, basically some people were scared to, like, really say it because they were scared of reactions and stuff. So people were trying to be a little subtle by just giving each other high fives and stuff. I don't know. I mean, even though, you know, people were smiling, how were your other experiences at work?
We hugged. I mean, my boss called me last night after it was over, and this is a white man, you know, and he said, "We did it." And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm just, he said, "Oh, I'm so happy." And his family was cheering in the background. And then when I came to work, we all hugged except one. It was one person who wasn't really happy. But the rest of us, I mean, you have people who volunteered there, and I'm the only black person at my job. So it made me feel good that they were just as excited as I was, you know.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Some serious stuff right there. You was the only black person. All them white people was hugging you. That's what's up.
Yeah, I know. They're crazy. And the funny thing is, Steve Harvey said this morning on the radio, you know, we all hug the same. When you hug somebody, it all feels the same. So, I mean, it was definitely a good feeling. And but you know, some people are trying.
Cooties. You're not gonna get cooties. You hug somebody, you're not gonna get cooties.
No, that's what people feel. You know. My friend tried to wake her daughter up for school today, and the little girl, people are crying already. The little girl was like, "Mommy, Obama said I don't have to go to school today since he's the president."
Oh. Wow.
You starting already, huh?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's more reason for you to get up and go to school.
Uh-huh. Seriously. Man, I'm going to bring in another caller to the open forum. 201, you're live on Lush Radio, man. You're live with my Aunt Rosie, straight out of New York, rapping, you know what I'm saying, the BK. You got your man, Billy Blast, Vintage Beast, live in the building, rapping the DMV in Jersey. You got your girl, CZ, live in the building, Street Queen, shutting it down, straight out of Jersey. And I know this is my girl, Dara, straight out of Jersey.
Hey.
Huh. Dara, what's up?
Hey. Nothing much, hey, boy.
What's up? That's what it is, man. Dara, how did you feel, man, when they said, man, he did it. Yes, you can. Barack Obama is the elected presidency. How did you feel, man?
I couldn't even believe it. I could not even believe it. It was like a dream. You know, I sat there for about 5 minutes straight, like, this man just really won the presidency. And I was like, this is unbelievable. And the first thing I said is, I know he's having a Negro moment in the back right now, because that's craziness.
Yo, you
know,
think
he would hit for that Jay-Z on.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Oh, man, that's what it is, man. I was, you know, I imagine him and, you know, him and his wife going to the back. You know how they always give each other the pound and or the clap or something? I know they was back like, yeah, dog, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do, son, Obama.
Oh, goodness.
So, they might have been in the back talking about my Dougie. With Obama, my Dougie.
Exactly.
You know, doing their thing. I'm so proud for him, man. I'm so proud for him, man. So, Dara, man, what are your hopes for Barack Obama, man?
I hope he does everything that he promised that he was going to do. I really do. You know, and I look forward to, you know, the next 4 years with him. I hope he gets everything done that he said he was going to do, because, you know, everybody came out, everybody did their thing with voting, you know, and it would just be the greatest thing if they could say, you know, the black man who came in to be the president got everything done he said he was going to do. The black man didn't let the country down. You know, I'd like to see it to be like a success for him.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's what it is. What do you suggest are some of the changes that, you know, he could make that you would suggest, and what are you going to do as an individual to help Obama with the change?
You know, I think part of it is just doing my part. I feel that anything that can be done by the people should be. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the programs that he has to offer, as far as my program is concerned with my foundation, I want to do my part. I want to be able to say I gave as much as that, you know, as much as I can. I want to be able to say I helped as many people as I can. You know, I know healthcare is a big deal in this country right now, and a lot of people aren't getting it. So I know, you know, I might step out of my box and say, you know what, it won't just be women with breast cancer. I might help children this month. You know, we might, collaborate with another foundation and help out some kids, you know, and help out other people. You know, it's about getting, you know, doing your part, because Barack said, you know, you are your brother's keeper right now.
Mm-hmm. For real.
And that's what it is. I'm going to go to a quick poem that I wrote. This one is called Self-Destruction. I wrote this in regards to, hey, Obama is our savior, but can we save ourselves? That's the question. So we're going to take a quick time to go to a quick poem. Y'all listen to this and tell me what y'all think, man. And you know what I mean? Shout out to the people. If you want to talk about this, call in at 347-826-7722. You live on Lush Radio. Lush Radio. Lush Radio. Check this out, man.
The title of this poem is Self-Destruction. Yeah, our world is filled with so much turmoil, so that's why I wrote this poem. Listen. What happened to us? What happened to the unity? What happened to our values, our brotherhood and our sisterhood? Where are we now? We say Obama is our savior, but we can't even save ourselves or our youth. We are followers, not leaders anymore. In a couple of years, we might even be obsolete. Where are we now, brothers and sisters? Where are we now, fathers and mothers, babies making babies, fathers not being fathers, MTV, BET, slaves to society? Where is the black power? It's time now, it's our hour to reclaim our places, kings and queens. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X should join the truth, Rosa Parks. These people fought for us. Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, these people fought for us in America so we can be all that we can be, so they could open up doors for us to be all that we can be. Don't let their fight be in vain. Don't let us be silent and believe the hype. We need to get activated and involved in the youth and in our world and in our communities, because if not, we will be lost and we'll be heading for our own self-destruction. Let your voice be heard. Lushy Lush, a.k.a. Moed Du. It's not a game, man. We got to get motivated and activated, my people.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she...
Hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, man. That was that self-destruction poem for myself, your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We got to think about a lot of things, man. We got a lot of factors to look at, man. And I had to write that one because we always relying on one thing, on an image. We need to rely on ourselves also. So I'm going to go to my callers. Aunt Rosie, how you feel about that poem, Aunt Rosie?
The poem was tight. It was real tight. You know, it's pretty deep. Very positive saying, everything you were saying was real positive.
That's what it
you
is.
Know?
So how do you feel about it, Blast?
You can't see me, but listen, you can hear this, though. Finger snaps, finger snaps, finger snaps, finger snaps.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that was hot. That was stuck.
That's what's up. How do you feel about that, CG?
Yeah, it was, first of all, that was real deep. And, I mean, I read your poetry before. That was one of the realest ones I've ever heard, honestly. I got to give you congratulations on that one. Very, very good. Very nice.
How you feel about that, Dar? How you feel about that, Dar?
I thought that was great, you know, and everything was true. It took me into a zone a little bit, like Brock was saying. I was giving a little finger snap myself. You know, it was real good.
Oh,
you know, I was picturing that dark room.
So as all of you as callers listening and watching the politics and watching everything that we face, what do you think is the first that we need to focus on? The thing we need to focus on in regards to issues that we face right now as American citizens. Starting off with Aunt Rosie.
Well, one I think we need to focus on is our kids, because our kids is our future, and because one day we're gonna be old. We're considered, let's say, I don't know how old y'all are, so I'm gonna say like between our 20s and our 50s. That should round us up, right? Between 20 and 50. Right.
Yeah, that's above everybody.
That's good. All right. So let's say in the next 15 to 20 years, our kids will be our adults. But yeah, we'll be 15 to 20 years older than that. So now we're talking about 40 to 70 years old now. So if we're in bad health, who's going to take care of us? You know what I mean? It's like if we can't get our future in order, how can we get ready for our future? If y'all understanding what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's like our kids is our future, but then we got to think about what our future is going to be too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If and then y'all talking about health care, if we don't take care of ourselves, who we going to depend on somebody to take care of us? And if we don't have them to take care of us, then what's going to happen to us?
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody has said a domino effect. You know, everything can affect, like when the world towers, the Twin Towers got knocked down. That was a big domino effect. Who would have thought them two buildings held so much finances that affected so many jobs on the outside, whereas they just working in them two buildings? You know what I mean? So everything
right.
is like a domino effect in whatever we do. So that's one thing I'll be thinking about.
That's what's up.
Man, you gotta be responsible.
Billy
you gotta
Glass.
Be responsible for your actions.
Billy
you gotta
Glass.
Take responsibility for your actions.
Mhm.
What
that's
it
what
is.
You know what I mean? Plain and simple. It's like you can't. You know, it's like we could sit here all night and build. You know what I mean? On what we gotta do and what we gotta do, but everybody just gotta literally just take responsibility for your actions. You know what I mean? Take some form of responsibility. Don't pass the buck.
Mhm.
You know what I mean? Just passing the buck is not going to get nothing done. You know, like my grandmother used to always tell me, like, you know, a hard head make a soft behind. You know what I'm saying? So if nobody's listening, you know what I mean? Everybody's talking and nobody's listening. It's like you can't be mad. You can't be mad. If it would have turned out like this, put it this way, if it had turned out like this, you know what I mean? You know, if McCain would have won, you know what I'm saying? Everybody would have been upset, like, oh, man, this and that happened, this and that happened, this and that happened. But the same people that would be complaining are the same people that didn't go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't be upset. So you have to accept responsibility for your actions and accept the responsibility that's bestowed upon you. If you don't, then we ain't going to make it nowhere. It's just gonna be, we're going to be going 4 years backwards just to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think you got to do, be responsible for your actions, man.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are going to do exactly what they see you doing.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, you got a lot of kids also that even if you are doing right, they still going to follow their peers.
Yeah.
So if we could get, it's like if you can get, like say like if the leader, if you could get the leader of them peers to listen, then they can
follow.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say, a domino effect. You know, whoever's effective in that group can make an effect for the change to go from the bottom to the middle to the highest ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. I'm about to bring another caller in real quick.
718. You're live in the building, live on Lush Radio with my Aunt Rosie, straight out of New York, BK representing, doing a 1-2, you know what I'm saying? Then we got your man Billy Blast from Vintage Beach doing his 1-2. CZ Street Queen live in the building representing the Jersey Jersey. Got your girl Dara live from the Jersey with the Cancer Foundation doing a 1-2. 718, you live in the building, represent.
It's official, you done heard the whistle. It's none other than your boy, Boy Cool V, and I'm happy to be a black man in the place to be. I'll ask your boy, Obama, Obama, Obama. Let's hear the drama. What's crack-a-lackin'?
Cool V.
What it is, my dude. You know this. Yo, I blow that whistle because you know my man's official. We going to bring it in. What's crack-a-lackin'? It's a brand new day to give way. Let's make it happen. I'm excited, y'all. What's the topic of introduction, of retrospect? I'm ready to collect. What's going down?
You already
well,
know it.
We was going down the line, and I'm gonna come back to you and ask your question. But who was next? It was Billy Blast did his. CG, did you do yours already?
Yeah,
no.
I did.
Yeah, CG was I was asking CG, what do you think that we should focus on first in regards to the, our issues in the United States of America?
Well, in respect to what Aunt Rosa and Billy said, I mean, I agree with everything that they said as far as getting our kids and investing in them. I mean, their education is very important right now. As you see with Barack, his grandmother and his parents invested time in him. They risked what they, you know, could have had so that he could have a better life and better future. And look, now he's the president. You know, so if we stop using the TV as a babysitter, you know, and invest more time in educating our kids, they can grow up, and then our future will be protected. So it's along the same lines of thing that they're saying. Yeah, it's just exactly that's what we have to do. We have to put our personal needs aside right now. I'm not saying don't live your life, but what they did with this man is phenomenal. Like, if you hear him talk, they put aside, his grandmother put aside buying a new dress. She put aside getting herself something pretty so that he could have a great education. This man was able to go to Harvard, and they didn't even have a lot of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about just planning and investing and doing what you think is best. And now we've got a black president because of what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right. Preach.
So, Dar, what do you think is the issue that we should focus on in regards to the situations we got going on in America today?
I think there's two of them, to be honest with you. The first one would definitely be the children because they are the future. But the second one I also think should be bringing home what soldiers we have back over in the war right now. You know, I think a big focus would be bringing home because some of those people are our future. You know, some of these kids are just now making like 18, 19 years old, you know, and they had no other options besides joining the Army or joining the military. And, you know, I think they should just come home.
That's right.
You know, it's of major importance along with the children. I'll never take anything away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as an immediate, it should definitely be focusing on bringing our troops home.
Preach again, sweetheart.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, me too.
That's what's
I
up.
I agree
that's
with that
500%. Cool V, Mr. Cool V, blowing the whistle because it's official, man. How did you feel when they said...
Oh, man. I screamed. I lost my voice. I'm going to leave it at that. I lost my voice. I lost my mind when they screamed that out. It was not just an amazing event to be a black man, but it was an amazing event to be an American at that time because I'm not going to play the race card. I'm just going to say he was the best man for the job, and we finally got somebody in office to care about more than themselves. So I really appreciate that, and to piggyback off what the young lady said about the troops, not only that, you got a lot of troops that's going in and went to the Army based on economic needs, that they needed something. So the only alternative they had was to get in the service to provide for their family. Now, one thing, key factor I think a lot of us need to emphasize on that I didn't hear yet, I may have said it, but I don't know, I came at the tail end of the conversation, is before any of these things can be addressed, we need to unify. It's time for unity right now, point blank. It's time out for playing the color card. We fighting each other. We have to fight and be unified amongst each other and concern ourselves as a nation, because that's how everything transponded when you don't care. When you're not paying attention, a house divided will fall. And it's been proven time and time again. And I'm tired. No offense. I love every other country, but we got to take care of our own backyard before we start popping other people's houses. That's why you got 40% of veterans homeless right now. That's why you got 40%, the other 40% is families. It's no longer people just with bad luck and bad decisions. You got people who are hardworking who just lost their job because the plant shut down. They outsourced the jobs and put it up to different countries. So now these people who are rich are outsourcing and not paying no taxes, and that's why they're pissed about him, because he's going to make them pay taxes where they supposed to any doggone way we do it, and we only making peanuts. Not only that, the problem that you see on top of that, too, is that you have another 30% that's our children that are homeless. So, I mean, right now, the homelessness have quadrupled three times, okay? AIDS, you know, education, you know, we put more emphasis on entertainment than we do education. You know what I'm saying? These not-for-profit organizations are being shut down because they can't get support, but yet we can spend billions on lotto, okay, and stupid stuff. So our focus have to be unity, number one, and then secondly, like, you know, the young lady said, you know, it's about the future. Future is not just education, but also coming with realistic programs that get results. It's time off for us doing the old thing that haven't worked. If it didn't work for X amount of years, it's not going to work right now. So the reason why Barack was so successful, because he was the first president that come with a realistic campaign that reached everyone. He reached out to the older demographic, every color, every creed, and he also reached out to something to touch everything, the home basis, our future, okay? Our people who have worked for crazy years, their Social Security is being snatched right under their belt, okay? So your security of being an American is snatched from you, and it's not no longer just about being, you know, an American. If I'm going to ask something just about the future and I'm done, it's not just about getting a job, because rich dad, poor dad shows you that you can have a degree, and I'm pretty sure everybody on this phone knows somebody with a degree that's working at a lower scale paying job based on, because there's not jobs and opportunities out there. So now we got to go into the mind state of creating ourselves, of being bosses and constructing and bringing jobs back to America and back to our community. That's what I got to say. It's official. You heard the whistle.
Hey, cool. You should have been on Barack campaign team, brother.
Man, listen, you want, y'all gonna laugh at something. Guess what? I am. I was out there getting cast the vote. I'm gonna tell you something, dig it, brother. I was out for the whole week, and you can ask Lush. I was telling you I had to go bounce on the campaign when she was calling me. I was in and out. I'm gonna tell you something else. I done bought, how many papers did y'all buy today? I done bought 20 papers. It's history, baby. Woo! Barack Obama. I'm sorry, I gotta scream.
I bought nine.
That's right.
That's what it is. I got to pull in one more caller, man.
Bring
you're live
in
on Lush Radio doing your 1-2, man. 857, man. You're live with Aunt Rosie straight out, you know what I'm saying, New York doing a 1-2. We got Glass Vince. We got Easy Street Queen live in the building. We got Dara straight out of Jersey. We got your man Cool V. It's official. Blow the whistle. I know this is my girl, Miss Toy, one of my street queens. Queen, what's the deal?
Yes, baby, you already know. It's Miss Toy on the check-in. Listen, it sounds like it's a Barack Obama fiasco in the building. I heard y'all going crazy.
Right.
I heard y'all going crazy. Like, nothing such as that.
Obama.
Hold on. Y'all ain't ready for the remix. Pop champagne, oh. Obama campaign, oh. What y'all know about?
All right,
what?
Ooh, whoa. Oh,
yeah, that's what's up, man.
Put some stank on it, girl. Go ahead.
Right?
Oh,
I was
so
trying to tell you last night, like, you know, everybody was, you know, liver than normal last night. But, you know, Boston, Mass is like, I don't know if you know, we're the city of champions. We got the Celtics up here, the Patriots. But we were going crazy last night in the streets of Boston.
Oh,
like people, all of the students from the colleges, they got their instruments out. They running down the street playing The Saints are marching in, screaming Obama this, Obama that. Man, I was in tears.
That's dope.
Wow.
It was just a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Toy.
But you know what was scary? And Lush, I don't know how it was. I'm up here in Virginia. What was scary is where you guys were at, people were celebrating. Parts of Virginia was like a ghost town.
Really?
People was not even out. And let me tell you something that was scary. We had actually cop cars barricading certain streets. Then I brought my black belt back to the house. It was like, yo, I was going to go out celebrating. But when I turned down every street and there was a cop car blocking most of these streets, I think I'm back in the building. Because we got to be realistic. I'm happy that my brother's in office, but now guess what? That means all eyes are on us right now. And it also means, let's not forget, the Klan is still pretty active and they're going to be pretty pissed. Because they mad, because people don't understand this is a life-changing event, and the balance of power have changed. It's over. You can't, you can't say no more, you know, back when they can say, well, you know, look, a white man was president. Now we can say, yeah, a black man run the country.
What it is, that's
so
what it is.
So you can't hate on no more jobs and ignorance no more.
That's what it is. Live in the building. Rosie, how was it in New York? How was it in New York when they said that? How was it?
Well, I didn't really hear anything, but looking at the news, I mean, people was out there, like in Harlem, 125th Street. They was still crowded out there after they'd even made the announcement, like celebrating, crying, and shouting. You know, it was a joyous occasion. You know, as we all know, it was a very joyous occasion. But I got to tell you what actually scared me was that when they started with this paper ballot, and I looked at the TV when it first came on, when they started counting these votes, and they had McBain at 8, had won 8 states, and had Obama won in 3. I said, oh, dog, here we go. They done messed with the paper votes now.
Okay.
So that's what kind of scared me. And then I saw another started going up like it should be going up. And I was like, all right. If they mess with that, it ain't mess up nothing. So we good.
Yeah, we safe.
Yeah, can I ask somebody the whole panel question? How did y'all all feel when y'all got to the point where it was halfway through the election and we was winning unanimously?
Oh, that was a good feeling.
It's indescribable. You can't describe how that felt.
He beat him by half.
It was a mixture. For Toy, it was a mixture of like just pure joy, and I felt like love. I felt warm. I felt complete. I just felt like it was a feeling I really haven't felt in quite some time. And I was at a watch party with the Alphas, the sorority up here, and you know, as soon as you know Barack took Virginia, it was nuts. Like you could have blew the roof off the building.
You know, sweetheart, they have every right to feel that way. Because I'm up here in Virginia. People don't know how racist it's been up in this city. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is where slavery started. So for him to win where slavery started is crazy.
That was my biggest thing. I said, that's crazy, man. I mean, when I was looking at the stats. Go ahead, honey.
No, go ahead, Toy.
I was saying, you know, when I was looking at the stats, and the percentage of how, you know, by how much he took, you know, the different states, I was just like, well, all right. I mean, McCain, have you been doing any work this whole campaign? Like, damn.
We're not going to hate on McCain on this one. We let him get let him go because right now Obama is the driver.
McCain ignored certain situations. Like when he stopped rallying in Michigan because he felt like it wasn't worth it, and their economic situation, they needed people the most. That stood out to a lot of people who didn't even live in Michigan. You know, you'll leave us now because you think it's not working for you, then you're not really for us.
Right.
And you know what's crazy? I'm going to give you another strong point, too. You know the reason why he won with the last one? Because Obama was the first one to actually go and target after the younger demographic. He was the first presidential candidate in history that gave a crap about what we thought.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
And that's why we won. The youth.
They ignored us. The other candidates ignored us. And we came in and took over that election. I mean, everybody voted. And even Obama even got the vote of the college-educated white, the older college-educated white.
The Republicans. That's crazy. He was the first candidate to turn so many Republicans vote to a Democratic vote at, you know, election time, and that's crazy because that's never been done in history too. He was the first president to do that.
Yeah, he took Florida. Come on.
Virginia and Florida.
I'm gonna tell you, I seen something incredible last night. I told you I was in a watch party, but when I stepped outside,
you know, people were still, you know, celebrating. But I saw a white man in a business suit, you know, dressed like he just came out of the office, and a young, couldn't have been more than 19 years old, dressed in, like, you know, fitted hat, his hoodie, embracing, like celebrating, jumping up and down,
wow.
excited. I said, well, wow, am I ever going to, I mean, this race and this win, it was so much, you know, joy, and everybody, you didn't think about who it was you were celebrating. It was just people coming together, you know. And my favorite word is solidarity, unity of
yes.
purpose. It's like
yes.
Obama totally represented solidarity. I mean, he got people involved that you would never think would even take a second look
now,
at, you know, him.
Now, you know what, I want to, and this is the thing, I know this ain't my show now, but I just got one question, Lush, if you will mind me, if I can ask you kind of one more question.
Yes, it is.
Because I don't want to come in,
over.
But I have to ask this question with everybody, because this is the thing, we won the election, Obama won. The point is, what do everybody on this call plan on doing since he won?
I think, you know, this is Toy speaking. You know, as everyone knows, I am an official Street Queens ambassador, and all of the ladies on. What happened?
Whoop!
I don't feel so crazy. I was all scared, like, huh? No, I am a Street Queens ambassador, and what we do is, you know, we advocate for women empowerment, social change, you know, social awareness, all of the things that people don't like to talk about. You know, we touch those issues, and we go in and we discuss and we look for solutions to a lot of topics that, you know, people just don't talk about, you know. With, like, our upcoming show, we're talking about, you know, inside of the correctional facilities, and, you know, just you have to, you know, think global and act local. Reach out to your communities and, you know, start making changes in your community, because it starts with you. You know what I mean?
Yep. And Toy, can I say one thing? And Les, one thing about the whole thing when she said you guys are a woman empowerment. No, you no longer woman power. You are empowerment, period, because you touch a black man, because a brother's on his call based off of y'all. Holla at the boy. Let me get it cracking.
Wow.
Okay. Dad, I'm in the building, cousin. I'm celebrating. I don't care what nobody say. I'm happy to be alive today, for real. And that's all BS, you know, but all BS aside, this is an amazing day for every person, not every race, but especially every black person on this planet. It should have been no frowns today. I don't care if you hated anybody, this should have been a resolution day, because this is history, and I never thought in my life I'd be able to see it. Not only see it, but see white people embrace and see that every color, every other color, for once in our lifetime was united last night. That's crazy.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm gonna go to a caller real quick, man. All right. We're gonna pull this caller in. 480. You're live on Lush Radio, man. We talking Obama, man. Live with my Aunt Rosie straight out of BK, New York, represent Billy Blast Village, Vintage Beast doing his 1-2. You got CZ, your girl, the hottest model in the game, and the journalist doing her thing. You got your girl Dara with the Cancer Foundation doing her 1-2. You got your man Cool V, his official blow the whistle. You got your girl Miss Toy, CEO of Stylistas and a Street Queen Ambassador doing the 1-2. And I still got some other ones on it. CG and Dara are Street Queen Ambassadors. I just had to correct myself. But you're live on Lush Radio, 480. Do your thing.
Oh, thank you. That was such a beautiful announcement. But, yeah, this is Maca Curly, a.k.a. Maca Belly. But let's keep it real.
Welcome, brother.
Welcome. How you doing? Hotep, everybody. What's good? I mean, it's really good. You know, we got the man in power and whatnot, and it sounds real nice and everything. But like you said before, you went on that spree. Nick, what are we gonna do? You know, what's the plan? You know, yeah, we got a man in figure here. Now they're trying to take out affirmative action. You know, because they're saying like, you don't need that no more. You got a black man as a president. So what's real good? And you know, it's all good. Yeah, got the black guy in power by the powers that be. That's all good. We love that because it looks good. It's like we see everything else on TV. But give me some substance. What's
well, you know what? Can I speak on some Lush with my brother, man? Because this is a question I love to address. Can I say something on that one?
Go ahead and address them.
Listen, that's right, because you know I got you, my sis. This one for you and everybody on the line. My brother's real simple. First of all, we have to unify because a house divided will fall, okay? And it showed what unification can do with the power of unification. It elected a black president last night in its history. And the thing is, what we have to do as a people is stop looking for leaders and become leaders ourselves. Every person that came before
right.
Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, was all killed for a reason. We forgot because we put the stress and the weight of the world on one person. It's time for us to stop doing this. Take back our pride. Have self for pride. Self for self. And do start looking for education for ourselves. There's no other race that goes out of their way to seek for somebody to approve them. We're the only race that got to be consented and approved by whites and everybody else to make us who we are. You feel where I'm coming from?
And so,
we got to look
and
do something
that,
while we do
so that's why, and so that's why Barack Obama represents something for to make you finally do something because you finally win the
hope
bullshit championship of the world.
Well, you know what it is, man? It's not even under that. It's called hope, man. It's called inspired because a few decades ago, man, and I'm going to just put you, not even
decades, no,
let me say, brother, just a year ago, my brother, most young cats, young kids would never tell their, young brothers would tell their kids that they could grow up to be parents. Young sisters and brothers never was able to tell that. Now it's no longer than us saying it, and it's a possible, it happened, it's reality. And in life, dog, most people, you could talk, but people don't listen to people to talk. They watch people that walk.
So
I can say I'm doing something all day, but when you see it, it co-signs it, and it makes it official. And today, for us winning that victory, it may have been a small victory to some, but it was a major for those that know the trials and tribulations. We came here as slaves, and now we run in the country. That's major.
You know, it's like you're running the music industry and everything else. But just because somebody gave you a presidency, they didn't give you knowledge yourself. You don't even know that shit. Just because somebody gave you
I can address
that,
my brother. Let me spray.
Twin. Calm down.
I'm not even upset.
Hello. I gotta mm-hmm. say something. Okay, remember, everybody has to respect one another, and at the same time, I got my own rules on the line. So watch the profanity also. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Go ahead and
you know
speak.
What? Listen, Lush. Let me speak to my brother over there. Now, listen, my brother, this is the first thing, okay? You never assume because you never know what the next person knows, okay? And just because I made that statement, that does not challenge my knowledge of self. Knowledge of self is when you educate
what?
Yourself, okay? Hold up, let me explain. You made a comment. I'm going to reply to it, my brother. And I let you say your statement, and I didn't interrupt you, so feel me on this one. Knowledge itself is when one educates themselves. You feel what I'm saying? It is not nobody else's job but yourself. When you go to school, nobody take your test for you but you. You feel where I'm coming from? So you have to learn, and
yes.
You have to go look. You have to seek. And at the end of the day, let me tell you something that's real official. This is the thing, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
It is not their job for them to teach us who we are. It's our job to learn and teach us because back when we first started in Africa, let me go back. Let me break that down. In the Kibulan original name, because Africa is another name that changed up on the language because it wasn't called that continent until they called it that. Our Kibulan, we had knowledge of itself because we were the first original kings and queens. So, my brother, when saying that, going back to talking about knowing yourself is self-awareness, is loving yourself, and how do you break down a person? As you break down their moral value, their moral fiber on who their component is, going back to the Willie Lynch syndrome on down to et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm saying is, I'm not going to do a history lesson here, but I'll say this. Once you have self-confidence, once you go down with something, and once you bring hope, that inspires a race. And this is the thing, like this conversation right now, my brother, if you have knowledge yourself, then we're here to build, not destroy. So this is a building conversation. What are you going to build in this conversation?
I think,
So basically what I'm saying is I'm not trying to destroy or not distort anything that has happened in history that is not great. What I'm saying is, damn, it took a fucking –
But you don't have to swear, my brother. You know, an intelligent brother can get his point across and articulate himself without using profanity. And right now, we're having an intelligent conversation. My brother, you said you have knowledge yourself, so show me that wisdom. Apply that again to me. Because you can answer the question, but you don't have to use profanity to get your point across. What are you saying, my brother? I'm listening to you.
Sir, all I said was, did I say damn?
No, you went past that. And you don't have to keep saying that. I heard you the first time. I'm asking you. I said we are here to build in this conversation. What are you telling us right now? Because you made a question. I answered it. You said knowledge is self. And my brother, if you have knowledge of self, then your job is to teach everybody else. So I want you to lay some jewels on this conversation so we can learn from that.
Okay, I apologize for that, and I can't articulate better than those cuss words enough.
I appreciate that
calling me on that. Basically, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, it's a black president. Great. You know what? Desmond Black, Black has been the kingdom forever on this planet. So it's not like that.
But we wasn't in a state, though. That's the problem, sir. We was not in America then, King. And that's the problem.
Twin. Listen, let him finish his statement. And once he finishes his statement, then you can let him go.
Yes, you're right, sweetheart.
Also, y'all also got a two to pay homage because there's a lot of women on the phone. You know what I mean? And I'm quite sure that they have.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is. Look, people all across America, black, white, yellow, brown, everything. Look, okay, it's never like we never lost the power, okay? So stop acting like that we just came into something that's not divine, that we ain't supposed to be in this planet, because Mother Earth, it belongs to us. So let's stop acting like this is some kind of a new revelation, and that just because your ass woke up in the last 5 minutes, people like me have been conscious for a long time.
Let me ask you a question, brother. What do you consider conscious, man? Because honestly, to me, you know, with all due respect, I'm gonna be, it seems like you're kind of talking in circles. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Can I say something?
Hold on.
Hey, yo, Bill, you know what? This is the thing. You know, and I didn't mean to cut on that, but one thing you said, what is he saying? But this is my thing. Since he's conscious, that's what I just goes back to my original point. Since you're conscious, you've been woke. What are you doing to wake the dead? What are you doing to change the world? Because we know we can all talk about what's being destroyed and what's bad and what we see out there. What are you doing to build and uplift your brothers as opposed to? Because ever since you've been on this phone, we've been talking about the detrimental and what's been going down and what's wrong. I'm asking you, what are you doing? What are you doing society-wise in your own backyard that you're changing tomorrow?
But can I state something, though?
Yeah, I'm trying to wake up black zombies. People that walk around dead. People that walk around and kill themselves, and brothers that kill each other. I got a brother that got murdered like 2 months ago, you know what I'm saying, because he's a zombie. And there's a bunch of zombies walking around that don't have knowledge of themselves, but still can align themselves in the political system. They can still believe that there's something that, because a black president, and that's good. I'm not denying that. But I'm saying that you got to look past just the whole TV show that you've seen in front of the television. You know what I mean?
This is Dara talking now. I just wanted to give a quick statement to what he was saying. He addressed something about the affirmative action being taken away, and he addressed also the violence amongst the black people and the young men going on now. But to answer a little bit of that, you know, it was always said that this having a black president is something to aspire to. It's something to look to for our children. It's something for them to look at as a role model. And it's also somebody that we can say, you know what,
in a white Western society.
But also, we must remember.
You're global. You're not just the president of the United States. You are the universal galactical God of the universe.
Right, but I just want to comment on real life here. You know, that people need to look at it as this is a symbol, but he is also a man. And people need to take, like Vlad was saying before, accountability for their own actions.
You've been using symbols, and Bibles and crosses your whole life, and you never got anywhere.
Listen, sir, I'm going to ask you once again. We have young ladies on here.
Get past the symbol. You feel like a cross on your chest.
Listen, I'm listening to what I'm saying.
But this is not about religion, though, right now. It's about president.
I'm about to have to mute you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I had to.
You know what? Yeah, you know, Lushy, and I'm not trying to interrupt, and it's the thing that I was trying to say, the same thing. You know the sad part about it is every time we have a victory, you got one or two brothers that come online and always have to bear, build down. It's like, you know what, when you have little kids that have dreams, and the reason why our kids go far to the street because their dreams have been torn down throughout the years. And that's why I asked that brother, what did he do? Because the whole conversation, I don't know if everybody on the phone peeped it, but I asked him a simple question, what are you doing to uplift your race? If you don't have knowledge yourself and you're teaching the world, then what are you doing to uplift? I didn't hear an answer. And at the end of the day, you know, everybody here outside of this conversation have projects where we're helping the community. Now, I'm asking him, if you are so knowledgeable yourself and you really have wisdom, then use that same wisdom to uplift people. And it's not calling people zombies because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And if you want to get a point across, like I said earlier, you don't have to curse, you don't have to demean, you don't have to derail somebody to get your point across, because if you disrespect me, I'm not listening. You got to sell yourself before you sell anything, an idea, a concept, or anything else. And my whole point that I was trying to say to the young man was when he got on the phone and he came out and he said, well, you know, we're happy, or you're a black person, whoop you do, da-da-da-da-da. We got a lot of people. The sad part about it is it's a lot of brothers out there that think like him. It's sad. You even had a group that's called Blacks Against Obama, okay? And what's crazy is that's an oxymoron within itself, Blacks Against Obama. Okay, then you look at these people who are sitting there talking. So if you're so knowledgeable, the first thing is you're supposed to enlighten people if you're educated. That's the first job of an educated person, to help share your education. You don't learn your education to keep it to yourself.
V, I have let the young ladies answer. Go ahead.
This is CG. I definitely want to say what we were celebrating, we can't let one caller disturb that. Like I said,
right.
Yeah, there's nothing that can get me upset today because Obama is in office. And yeah, and I respect everything that Obama did. But what I do want to say, you know, to the caller and to anyone else with that mindset, what we don't want to come across as is ignorant. And an ignorant person is the first person to open their mouth and the last person to make sense. What we don't want to do is be that. And in, instead of, like, when we're having a mature conversation, we should know. What's the other, I mean, if you did your investigation, if you did your research, and then you can prove that no one is doing their part, then we can make a statement like that. But until we actually ask each other, I mean, what it is we need to ask each other, what are you doing? The person can say what they're saying. You know, then we can inspire each other to help each other. But we can't just tear each other down. And what's going to happen is, you know, like Cool V said, in a situation like this where everybody's rejoicing, it is going to be a couple of people who only want to point out the negative. And we can't let that get... Like
well, you know, I'm going to tell y'all right now, can't nothing. If somebody blew my head off today, I feel good. And I'm telling y'all, it ain't stopped none of it. But my whole point is, like, it goes back to the original question, because we'll continue conversation, was I said, once he won, what are we going to do now?
Okay, so hold on that note, callers, on that note, and I'm going to advise callers, when I'm pulling you in, respect, I have young ladies on the phone, I got my Aunt Rosie, I got people that are intelligent. If you want to articulate yourself, you do not need to use profanity, and if you are so-called intelligent, prove it on this line right now, and I'm telling you, you disrespect any of my people that's in here, I will mute you, okay? This is the warning. I'm pulling in 917. 917, you're live in the building on Lush Radio. We're talking about Obama. We're doing to make a change.
This is Emma E2K Magazine, and I just want to say I'm very happy that Obama got elected and that we're having him as a president, and it has nothing to do with his skin color. We just need change, you know. We need some change. And I didn't really think McCain was bringing anything really to the table, even if McCain would have been black or a woman. I just didn't see that. That he brought anything to the table. So I'm glad. I'm ready for the change. I'm changing in my life, and I'm glad that the world is changing with me. So that's all I got to say about that.
We love you, Emma.
Peace, queen, and peace, the king that's on.
Peace, queen.
Peace to the gods.
That's right.
Just to let you know, that's E2K, man. She has a positive magazine doing a 1-2. She's one of my street queens. Emma, as you being of Hispanic heritage, being Hispanic heritage, how was it in your culture, in the Hispanic culture, when they said Obama is our electee? How did you feel?
I spoke
I called my mother. My mother is just living and residing in Florida right now. I called my mother, and she's an old Spanish head, and she nearly was into tears of excitement, and she was happy and joyous to the fact that she's alive to see this moment. I mean, this is history at its best.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you propose as suggestions and stuff like that in regards to the Obama situation?
Which situation? What was going on the phone when I got on, or what? Because that was some heated stuff that was going on. But I hear you, everybody's emotional right now, you know, and everybody's a little emotional and it's happy. It seems like New Year's damn nearly, you know. Everybody's celebrating. I mean, I'm out here in Philadelphia, and you know, definitely he needed Pennsylvania. He got it, you know. We felt we gave it to him. We helped out. You know what I'm saying? We made a change, and
that's right.
You know, all the rest of the my Latin community that I've spoken to, you know, feel the same way, and we feel like a closeness with Obama for the simple fact that he is a minority, you know, and so we can now see that anybody can be president. You
That's
know what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
it is.
Mm-hmm. You can reach that. You can now tell. We can now tell our children, if you want to be president, you can reach that. Because before you used to tell them that, it was like, yeah, okay. First of all, I'm not white, so I can't be president.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
So now all that stereotype is gone. So now you can actually tell a child that, and the child will really listen.
Oh.
Whether it be Latino or black, you know. But as long as they're minority, they now can respect that. So that's part of that change that we're welcoming.
What it is. I wanted to ask Billy Blast, my co-host, real quick. Billy Blast, how did you feel about the young gentleman that called in? Did you feel like he was really making a point or anything? How did you feel about that, Billy?
I mean, he was kind of confusing me. I didn't understand where he was going. Honestly, I didn't understand where he was going. You know what I mean? It's like everybody's talking and who's listening. I, you know, if you still listening out there, bro, I don't mean no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't understand where you was trying to go, like, with the he's the, you know, 1 minute he's saying, don't act like you just got free now, and you know what I'm saying? But then in the next sentence, he's, you know, Barack is the intergalactical superhuman being that found me out there. I got lost, you know what I mean?
That's why I was lost.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, I don't understand what you're saying, man. You kind of losing me. But, you know, all due respect, man, he's still in the building regardless. Barack is, you know, Barack is in the seat, man. So, you know, believe me, and if I'm not mistaken, I think the brother said he got kids, man. So if you did vote Barack, you made the right decision for your kids, man. That's what's important, man.
That's right.
But he kind of confused me because he came on and he was talking about how we don't know self. I mean, you said he came on the line and you didn't articulate yourself. You come online and basically state your statement and back it with fact. Everything was on opinion, personal feeling. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't make sense. He never even answered the question, what are you doing yourself to make a change? He never answered.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Lush, I mean, but this is me again. First of all, to everybody in the court, if y'all think I was emotional, I apologize about it. But my thing is, I work so hard outside of this court, day to day, daily, trying to build my community and build my people and starting to do stuff. And my thing is, you know, we have a victory. It's not that he changed or he stopped my mindset, because I'm going to be happy. Can't nobody steal this victory today. But my point of the matter is that the brother came on, and like you said, he was talking about knowledge of self. And if you truly know yourself, then you love yourself and you can respect others. And you respect others, it's not cursing and defying and then also ridiculing what people think. Because even if you feel to yourself personally that whatever he may have thought, that's opinions he could have kept himself. Because prior to him hopping on the phone conversation, we were all talking about the uplifting and what hope Obama brought to the situation. And the little hope we were talking about, as soon as we start talking that, like I said, you get these cats that come in, you know, who got the crabs in the barrel mentality, and I'm going to just keep it real, who comes down, you know, who is destroying, because I didn't understand. He kept saying he's building, but in that whole conversation, I didn't hear anything building. I heard everything that was destroying, you know, Obama didn't do this, and da-da-da-da. So, you know, the problem is we can complain about a problem. This is not a black, white, Obama, whoever. This is the problem is, as a nation, I was proud to be an American last night because for the first time, I truly felt like I was part of this country. Period.
And I want to go to my Aunt Rosie. Aunt Rosie, how did you feel about that caller, Aunt Rosie?
I felt that he more or less was coming in to try to down our high spirit on what had just happened on yesterday. And I agree with the guy that was talking. I'm sorry, I'm not good with names and
stuff. Cool B, you good, baby.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Cool B and stuff. I mean, you was telling him, you know, you telling him right, and he wouldn't respond, really. He was just trying to, like, over-talk you and go ahead with something else. I mean, you have a right to your opinion, but you also have a right to agree to disagree, too. And it's, like you said, it's a way to do things. You know, we could talk.
Right.
We
not what
to
you
agree
say, how
with
you
every,
say it.
Right. We could talk and say whatever we have to say, and we don't have to agree, but we at least got to respect each other on what we said.
That's right.
Can I say the part that made me confused? I was confused when he said, don't act like this is what woke us up. We've been around, and we've been awake. And then he said, we're zombies. And I'm like, well, which is it? Are we
listen, well, you know zombies are the walking dead, so I guess we walking dead.
We're talking. I'm up on the game.
He got the Matrix pill. We know that.
For a second, until I listened to him, I really couldn't understand what he was saying either, to be true.
Nah, you don't know the wisdom of that, boo. We got to find that out. We got to search that one.
You know what was funny? Because he reminded me of the dude that Flash does
Lemon
the
color.
Impression of. No, you know the impression you do with a country dude that got the bouncing on his lap, not understanding
you know,
what he's saying.
You know what, Lush? I'm going to top that one. You remember Living Color where your man used to be in the jail cell and he was like, the lastication of my constipation is my situation. Brother, I will deuteronomatize yourself. Do not ejaculate my thoughts, my brother, because I am so metamucil.
That's a good
you know
one.
That's
a good
how
one.
I thought. That's what
concur.
I was hearing when he was talking.
Concur.
That's what he sounded like.
I concur. Because
I was about to say, you so metamucil, my brother. So metamucil.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Wait, V, can you do it again?
What I'm saying is, like, I was talking to him. You asked him, my brother, well, listen, let me tell you something. Don't talk about Obama, because he is the quadrupetized of the parallel system. See, when you vaginatize, excuse me, my brother, I mean, when you calculize your metamucil, then you can contracept my thoughts, my brother. Okay? You disinfected my mind, okay? Because I would deodoratize what you say. See, if we original marbles, then we cannot be softballs. See, softballs is softer than a marble or harder than a rock over a shell over the seashore, my brother. Savvy? Let me tell you something. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. 2000, whoop, all the time. My bacon smell is fine. Hey, what the heck you talking about, dog? This is a rat.
That's what he sounded like.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
I'm
joking over here. Oh my
goodness. I'm serious. Y'all joking, but I'm dead serious. I didn't understand because I was lost, man. I was like, what? Okay, I'm not understanding. Listen, I can articulate my thoughts. Let me contracept that for a minute, my brother. What you need to deodorize. It's the prioritize of that conversation. You see what I'm saying? You dig this, man? See, Obama been lying, okay? Potatoes au gratin. Rolls off like cotton, my brother.
You say potatoes au gratin.
No, seriously, after today, I've heard it all.
Oh. Hey, I'm sorry. I heard it all too, man. I was at a loss for words, man. I'm sorry for that one.
Man, I gotta bring a caller in, man. I gotta send a shout out to the chat room for all my listeners listening. Thank you for listening. Radio Online 347-826-7722. Open forum call in. We got a little bit of minutes. 832, you live in the building on radio. How did you feel when they said Barack Obama is our electee?
I was praising God and saying God is always good because it was a blessing.
Amen.
To be a part of history. So I was really, really happy. And this is Jax, by the way. Hey, Lush Radio.
What's up,
hey,
Jax.
Hey. So I'm really, really happy to be part of history.
That's what it is.
We agree with
Where
you.
Are you
we
from?
Agree
Where
with
are
you.
Where are you from?
So Jax, what do you feel? What are your hopes for Obama? What are your hopes?
My hope is that, you know, God anoints him to make the right decisions and not fall into what the other politicians before fell into. And really get in there and make a change. But I also hope the people that supported him will do their part on a local level and be about change
all
on
right.
a local level. Because it can't just be all on Obama.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I love you already, lady. That's right. We support you, boy. I appreciate that. Rich.
What is all this noise on the phone? Y'all crazy.
That was Lush doing her Aunt Sarah's and Pastor Potato Salad rendition.
Oh, y'all are so much
fun. No, the person that just called in, Jack, what city are you from?
Oh, I'm out of here from Texas.
Oh, okay.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Can I ask the caller, Lush? Can I ask the caller one question?
Yeah.
Now that Obama's on NN and we were asking everybody the same question, what do you personally plan on doing yourself?
I didn't even give you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mama Maya. Mama Maya.
Yes,
Mama
may.
Maya?
Yes, you may.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, girl. You know,
yes, girl, rock.
Okay, so what I want to find out is, what do you plan on doing on your local level by yourself? You know what I'm saying? That
yes.
Since he's in the building, what has that inspired you to do?
That's a great question, because I had that conversation actually with my father this morning, and he encouraged me to write, you know, Obama's administration and let him know what skills I have to help. Because for over 10 years, I work in the social service system, so I'd like to help with youth programs in my local area and work with the foster care system. Because foster
you know what, sweet?
Aftercare.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm sorry because you said something that struck a nerve, because I have a program called Operation We Care for disadvantaged youth and for the homeless. And so if you could, send your contact. I'm going to give you contact. Sorry, Lush, I got to do a shameless plug right there. Send your information to operationspelled.wecare@gmail.com. And you can check out the information about that at Operation We Care, but it's spelled with OPOR, wecare.blogspot.com. That's right. Look, get that. I'm recruiting right on the line. Yeah.
I'm going to get that to you, and I'm also going to leave my email in the chat room so that you can contact me, too.
Oh, we on it. That's what's up.
Okay.
That's what. Billy Blast, my co-host. Would you like to ask the caller a question, Billy Blast?
I don't know. How they acting down there in Texas?
They were happy. Very happy. You know, of course, you know he didn't get Texas, but the majority of the people in, you know, Harris County were very happy.
Wow.
So you know, it was
yeah.
nice to see that it took more than us to get him in office. It was a whole bunch
mm-hmm.
of people, all cultures,
yeah,
exactly.
all religions, all ages, all good.
All good.
Yeah, we definitely all good. Hey Billy, you gotta do it one time for us. Do it one time for the line. You know what I'm gonna ask you to do, man. One time, man. One time.
All right.
Hold on. My man, you know, talking about some. I'm just calling in because, you know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you free now, you know what I'm talking about. I know nobody really know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to act like y'all know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ask Lush know what I'm talking about. But I'm really ain't doing nothing. I'm just here bouncing my baby on my knee, listening to Lux Radio online. You know what I'm talking about? Don't act like y'all ain't free. Obama the girl. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what
I'm talking about now, see?
Yo, what Millie's doing, there was a caller that called in on Lux Radio one time, and that's exactly how he talked.
Oh, my goodness.
But the only thing we knew what he was talking about is that he was asking us if we know what he was talking about.
Okay. He said his baby was on his knee, his right knee.
Yeah, his right knee. My baby on my right knee and my laptop on my left knee. I'm holding my phone with my shoulder listening to Lux Radio online. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
I love that one, you know, that the dudes from down south have that little X. That's hilarious to me.
Man, we gonna bring in another caller, man. We only got a couple of minutes, man, and I'm gonna wrap it up in a few. We're gonna bring in this last caller. 347, you're live in the building on Lux Radio doing your 1-2. If you wanna call in last minute, 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? Lux Radio online, man. You're live with the Kings. You're live with the world. 347, represent. 347? Come on, 347, come on. 347, you've been waiting for a minute. Come on, 347. Hey, 347.
I think 347 has something. He went to go get his cereal. It's over. He went to go put his baby on his lap.
You know what I'm talking about?
Man, you know, this is a great day today, man. Everybody, you know what? Just notice the morale of everybody on this phone call. That's amazing, seriously, too. Because just this election has actually increased people's morale. See, everybody's smiling. You didn't see too many people being angry today. Seriously, it's the first time it wasn't that many rude people, angry people today. Except for, you know, Intergalactic Man, but besides him, everybody was happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? I just deodoratized that whole conversation. You dig me? I deodoratized the whole conversation. I'm the real Jedi. The truth. You know? I gave Morpheus the red pill. I gave Morpheus that pill. Now you in my matrix, man. Lego blocks is the real building of society. Lego blocks. Not Prego, but Lego. That's true.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So us as people, man, right now, the man is in office right now. This is history in the making. God, that we're here, and we're here to you know, be a part of this, you know. And my daughter has to say something real quick.
Say. I support Barack Obama.
I support Barack Obama. All
right. Right, baby. Support him, boo boo.
All right.
Bye, boo boo. That's right.
You know, she, you
see,
know,
your daughter contracepted the conversation.
Yo. I had to do that one. I had to let my daughter do her 1-2. But, you know, I appreciate all my kings and queens. Y'all, all of you guys are strong, black women, black, you know what I'm saying, black, white, Hispanic, all colors. I support y'all in everything y'all do. And blessings with every last one of y'all callers. I appreciate you guys with your opinions and calling in. You guys are great, wonderful, inspirational. But the question I leave off, I'm going to go down the road. What are you going to do in your area, in your community, to make the change with Obama? Aunt Rosie, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go volunteer. I'm going to volunteer at actually a senior citizen's hospital and help out there, see what's going on.
That's what's up. Billy Blast, what are you going to do?
I'm going to deodorize my neighborhood.
Full Metamucil.
Full Metamucil. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to rid him of the filth.
So what time? Y'all crazy, man.
Real talk, Billy. What you going to do, Billy? What you going
to
do?
And I'm going to raise my sons to be kings and raise my daughters to be queens.
That's what's up. That's what's up. CG, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take advantage for the reasons of why Barack won. You know, I'm going to look into education. I'm going to, you know, recommend that everybody else does the same of what helps them. And I'm going to continue with the Street Queen show. And I'm going to stay active in the election. And whatever they let us know that we can do, I'll be there to help. Keep volunteering.
All right.
What's up? Dara, what are you going to do?
I'm going to check my local listings to see where I can participate and volunteer and get, you know, myself even personally involved in whatever's available. You know, like I said, now's the time that I'm my brother's keeper right now.
So. All right. Cool V, what are you going to do?
Same thing I've been doing for the past few years. And that's basically enlightening, educating, and also the most biggest thing is supporting everybody's movement and working, because I speak French. There's no I and we. So, you know, seriously, now's the time to actually unify and really work together collaboratively and support everybody's movement, because everybody always pushing their movement. But, it's, you know, that's why I want to thank you every time for grabbing me out, because it's hard to find people to support each other, and the time is now. We can't complain. There's no reason for it, you know, and plus the world is watching us. We got to do what we got to do, and that's support.
That's right.
And then also I'm trying. I need the help. That's why I'm telling you the thing is because, and I don't mean to do a shameless plug, but Operation We Care, because right now we still got fires going in our backyard. We still got homeless. We got disadvantaged youth, and that's what it is about making a difference. So I plan on making a difference. You know, hopefully I could be Obama one day. Yeah,
that's what it is. It is. So Ms. Toy, what are you going to do?
Well, me personally, I'm going to, you know, continue to, you know, be a positive person and encourage positivity and, you know, embrace my people and, you know, attempt to teach them where they, you know, may go wrong or enlighten them where they may not have understanding. And I'm going to continue with the Street Queens to raise that awareness, you know, about social change and social justice. I'm going to continue to vote on my, you know, state elections. I'm going to raise my children to be global thinkers. I'm going to support the movements of all positive people. And, you know, just continue to be a positive person, because I think at the end of the day, you know, that is what it's all about. You know, showing positivity and killing the negativity.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Emma E2K,
hey,
what are you going to do? Hold on, son. Emma E2K, what are you going to do?
Ooh.
Emma.
Emma has officially left the building.
Hey.
Yeah, I think Emma left
the other. The other caller that's 917-627. Okay. All right.
I got something to say real quick before. Listen, before y'all leave, because I've been coming on these calls. No, real talk. I've been coming on these calls for a few, and I'm having a conference call next Saturday. And Lush already know about it, but some of y'all may not know about it, but we have a thing called Trunk Hustlers. It actually supports everybody's movement. I support Lush's movement, and any of y'all that got movements on there, or any talents, any skills, any businesses, you know, I want to definitely y'all come up on the same site. We've been doing it. We're having a major conference call, and I got people like TJ Chapman, Kim Ellis, Wendy Day, the dude from Janeiro from the SEA Awards going to be on the call. So it's going to be a powerful call. So right now I want to, you know, give the invitation, extend the invitation for not only everybody here, but people who are listening that have businesses that are bosses can come on this thing too. And it's trunkhustlers.com. And, you know, I want to, you know, extend that in because Lush will be one of the major heads in the building. Yes, sir.
That's what it is. And what I'm going to do, Lush Radio online, check it out, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is, like I said, keep working with Street Queens, the movement, and trying to empower and uplift these young ladies and women, because role models, they need somebody to tell them we're there, we got their back. So I'm going to still rock with Street Queens because the movement is strong. I'm going to rock with Trunk Hustlers because, you know what I'm saying, my hustle is your hustle. I'm going to rock with Lush Radio Online because my movement is your movement. I'm the people's voice for the people, you know, and I'm going to reach out to everybody that I can, and I'm going to bring them on and let them shine and bring a platform like stuff like this and Street Queens and all my shows. I'm going to keep teaching the people, reaching to the people, and I'm donating 2 turkeys to the homeless shelter I actually was in. I'm going to donate 2 turkeys too. And I wanna go out there, and the people that's on the street, me and my mom Dukes, is gonna ride around and give them bag lunches, and that's what we're gonna do. And Street Queens is gonna, you know, also get cards for the inmates for Street Queens Christmas. If you want to get involved with that, you can hit us up. You know, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you want to, you know, help out with that. And we're also doing Toys for the Tots, and we're also adopting a family for Christmas. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm making moves. I'm making changes every day. I still work in the high schools. I have a student. Shout out to Mary. I took her from E's to A's and B's, man. Real talk. I put in work. This is my student. She's doing her thing. And we have to really, really take responsibility for our actions. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Blaming other people and take responsibility for our actions, because Obama
That's
cannot
right.
do it himself, man.
But
and real talk, I'm going to tell y'all, I love all of y'all. Y'all all my people. Shout out to
and
my
I
own.
Love
I love you, Aunt Rosie.
I love you too, girl, bro.
I love Billy Blass. I love CG. I love Dara. I love, you know what I'm saying, Emma E2K. I love Miss Joy. I love Cool V. I love all of y'all, man. Everybody that was on this phone, Jax, I know you in the building. Everybody that was in Jay, that's in there, you know what I'm saying, the guests, everybody that's in the chat room, shout out to all of y'all. I love y'all. And you know, it
we even love that caller that called in.
And even that caller that called in with that intergalactical
right. We still love you, brother.
Age, you know what I'm saying? Life.
You still met a muso.
But you know, shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. And so he says, you know what I'm saying? It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. Stop killing each other, stop cutting each other's throat. Endorse and support the independent entrepreneurs, business owners that's doing their thing. Give them a chance to succeed, you know what I mean? And another thing, let's bridge the gap between church and state. Some of these mega churches need to come out their pocket and help these people, man. Real
that's
talk.
Right.
You know, but that's a whole nother story. We're talking then, and I'm going to invite you on that one, too. But real talk, we need to do our one, too, and I love all y'all. And I'm going to leave off. I'm going to leave off with, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of some Nas, you know what I'm saying, because, oh, but before we go through, Aunt Rosie, go ahead and give your quick shout-outs, man, Aunt Rosie. Do what you want to, Aunt Rosie.
I'd just like to give a shout-out to all my peeps in Brooklyn. Holla. And to baby girl Natalia, I'll see you soon. And much love to you, Mo. Best wishes on your show.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I love you, Aunt Rosie. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Billy Blass. Do your shout-outs. One, two.
You
Billy Blass?
Know. Yeah. You already know. Billy Blass, Vintage Productions. Let's get it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. CG, go ahead and give your shout-out, CG.
Oh, yeah. Just Influence and Mafia Princess Magazine and to my magazine, A-Game Magazine, to the staff, just thanks for all the hard work this week and everybody who went and voted for Obama.
Street Queens, dog. Come on, dog.
Hello.
Street Queens is a given. That's a given.
That's what it is. Dara, go ahead and give your shout-out, Dara.
I would first like to give a shout-out to Street Queens. I want to start off. I want to give a shout-out to Vintage Beats, all my boo-boos over there. I like to give a shout-out to myself at Jaden's Closet and Jaden's Closet Breast Cancer Foundation. I also want to give a shout-out to everybody who voted for Barack Obama, because we're doing it, and that's about it.
That's what it is. Go ahead and give your shout-outs, Cool V.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Street Queens, everybody on this call and all their movements. Every Obama supporter and people, not just Obama supporter, every person out there that have a program that's been helping the hood and helping the community on the day-to-day that don't get no props or anything, you know, for you doing your one-two, you know, Cool V recognize and support you and getting much respect to you. Shout-out to Trunk Hustlers, People's Choice, AllHipHop.com, blah, 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 blah. You know, check out Trunk Hustlers, the movement. We're going down in Operation We Care because we care do you. If you care, let's not talk about it. Let's be about it. Let's change tomorrow. That's what's going down. And you lushy lush, cause you official. Well, brother blows the whistle, cause you so metamucil.
Oh goodness.
Oh,
that was crazy right there, Miss Tor. Go ahead and do your shout outs, man.
Listen, I had like 8 heart attacks on this call. Y'all are crazy. And I'm not even going to front. My stomach is hurting, but I'm going to just get this out. I definitely have to give a shout-out to my – hold on a second. I have to give a shout-out to my boy Polo and Chase Million and CG and all of the staff at Exclusive Fashion and Furs. I have to give a shout-out to all my street queens. Who's mad? Felicia, Sabrina,
no,
who's angry?
That was a good scream. I'm sorry.
Come on, man, with the random animal noises, man. Anyways, back to my shout-outs. I definitely have to give a shout-out to my street queens. I love all of y'all. We are the future. I have to give a shout-out to my artist, RJ the Mascot, and Boston Mass doing this thing. Also, my company, Stylistas, and all the people that voted for Obama, and all the people that advocate for change, and they're going to stay positive in 2008 and beyond. Shouts out to all of y'all.
That's what it is, all right, man. Closing shout-outs, I want to send a shout-out to Game Face, Martin Luther King. Junior had a dream, so, you know, get your Game Force on. We got a game plan. Also, I want to send a shout-out to Exclusive Fashion at First, Mr. P. Did it, Mr. Front Cover Man. Polo Plug, you know, dropping the bomb, doing a 1-2. Shout-out to Ace Diamond doing his 1-2. Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, Lou Diamond. Shout-out to your man, Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Big Brother. Shout-out to you. Shout-out to D Smooth, World Premier DVD. Shout-out to Albie, Cheddar DVD. Shout-out to all my street queens. You know we hold it down. All hail the street queens. Shout out to Billy Blast, Vince's Beach doing his 1-2. Shout out to Dara, you know, Jaden's Closet. Shout out to Jax doing a 1-2. Shout out to my Aunt Rosie and my grandmother out in the BK doing a 1-2. Shout out to Tima, you know what I'm saying? Her sis over there doing her thing. Shout out to my daughter Natalia. Shout out to the whole world, you know what I'm saying? Because we doing our 1-2. It's not a game, man. We for real. We nothing but positive people doing positive things, baby. Holla at your girl. Lushy Lush, man. The switchboard done wet up on me, so I really can't play the song. But I know I can be what I want to be. Be what I want to be. So go out and be what you want to be. Go out and be positive. Go out and make moves. Get motivated. Get activated. Make a change.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life.
Hey, but real talk, I love all of y'all, man. I love all of y'all, man. Love, peace, and happiness, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio, the people's voice, man. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people, man. And if you didn't catch this show, man, download it, blog it, comment on it. It's 347-826-7722. Make sure you put it on the phone every time I give you a bullet. And download this at www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. It's not a corners of blocks to WW dots, man. Check it out. Vince's Beach, Lush Radio, Worldwide. Justice. Yeah. Get it. Goodbye, everybody. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you.